Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
About 8 to 10 miles northwest of Munich, in Bavaria, Germany, there is a small, rather unpretentious village. In that village, there stands a monument that, like all monuments, represents a memory. But unlike most monuments, it is a memory of despair and horror. It has been designed by those who wish for those who pass by never to forget the horror of what happened in that place. Strangely, at that same site, there once stood another sign. A sign that carried with it a message that was a lie. Those who put the sign there hoped that it would be believed as the truth. That sign read, "Work makes you free." And people were brought into the concentration camp at Dachau with that before them. Work hard and you will someday be free. You and I know that nothing could have been further from the truth, for those who worked the hardest died the youngest. They believed that false message, many of them, until it was too late to understand that it was really a lie. Today, there are 32 slabs of cement that stand as stark, naked reminders of the real truth of Dachau. And the small monument that has been erected in the place where tradition has it, the sun never shines, reads, "Remember the victims." And that is the truth. But it's too late for the victims. In God's grand book, He has written a sign. It's a strange sign that many who are in a hurry will pass by because it's wedged between Jeremiah and Ezekiel, and it seems so unimportant and insignificant, it really doesn't even carry much of a prophecy. So prophecy buffs would pass it over for the morsels that are found in the other great books of prophecy. But I tell you, there is a pulsating sign that comes out of Lamentations that says, "Remember the victims." You see, they believed 40 years earlier that another message was the truth. Sin pays rich dividends. Was that 40-year-ago message in their lives? That it's fun to disobey and you won't have to worry much about it because you get what you want and it's a delight. 40 years later, Jeremiah, alone in the city, writes another epilogue and it says, "No, remember the victims."
The world says that it's okay to sin. The main thing is you get what you want. Don't worry about the consequences. But the reality is, getting what you want can leave you a victim. Sin always has its victims.
This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's Lifetrack messages at lifetrack.ca. Lifetrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Lamentations, A Prophet's Broken Heart, was copyrighted in 1980, and this Lifetrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2013 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.